share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Since the 9th Malaysian plan, Subang Jaya residents rejoiced as the community was supposed to get their first government health clinic in USJ1. Years later, the plan to build the health facility had been cancelled. Much to the dismay of the community members, Adun for N.31 Subang Jaya, Michelle Ng Mei Zee, has since taken to her Facebook page to condemn the decision to cancel the construction of the clinic. She wrote, "Our office has been informed by YB Wong Chen, Member of Parliament for Subang, that the Minister of Health had in his reply informed that the Clinic Kesihatan USJ1 project has been cancelled by the Economic Planning Unit, EPU, on 4 August 2021. Our office is extremely disappointed with this decision. The reason that the construction of the clinic was cancelled was because the cost of the project, RM 67.8 million, was considered too high. The original budget under the 12th Malaysian Plan, RMK-12, was RM 45 million. This excuse is untenable and essentially renders worthless the entire RMK-12. There is no point in spending all that time and money on engagement and meetings, if this government is not going to follow through with its plan. Such an important decision should not be made administratively." Michelle went on to explain why the government health center is necessary for the Subang Jaya community. For the underprivileged and elderly community members, 10% of Subang Jaya are urban poor. The township also has an aging population. By 2025, Subang Jaya will see 10% of its population being senior citizens. This percentage is expected to increase with time. With a population of 480,000, these groups come up to about 96,000 people. This more than qualifies the township for the planned Type 2 clinic Kesihatan, which is designed to serve a catchment population of more than 30,000 to 50,000 people. The urban poor and senior citizens are groups who need government facilities. Given their household finances, restriction in mobility and state of health that requires more attention, she shared, "because our healthcare system is overburdened. More government facilities are needed urgently to provide quality healthcare. The nearest Clinic Kesihatan to Subang Jaya are Clinic Kesihatan Kelana Jaya and Clinic Kesihatan Batu 14 Puchong. Both are type 3 clinics and were designed with a maximum daily load of 500 patients. As it stands, both clinics serve about 1,000 patients a day, which is double their original capacity. It is a wonder that these clinics are still able to cope. Malaysian citizens and especially our healthcare workers deserve better," Michelle explained. On top of that, Subang Jaya originally had a Clinic 1 Malaysia, but the clinic was shut down in 2019. With that, Michelle urges the authorities to pick back up the construction of the government health facility in USJ1. As it stands, Subang Jaya does not have a government hospital, Clinic Kesihatan, Clinic Desa or Clinic 1 Malaysia to serve its residents. "For all the reasons above, I call upon Health Minister, YB Khairi Jamaluddin and Prime Minister, YB Dato Sri Ismail Sabri to reinstate the project with the RM 45 million budget, as planned originally, on an urgent basis," she ended her post. Subang Jaya folks, we want to hear from you. What do you think of the health facility's cancellation? Share your thoughts in the comment section. Also read, KJ. No, we are not near the endemic stage yet. Source: Michelle Ng Mei Zee Huang Mei Shi. Source: ISMA Web Source, Michelle Ng Mei Zee Huang Mei Shi. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.